hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
This is Alan Watt back again, standing in for John Stadmiller. I disconnected my line. I tried to phone in a different line. Sometimes it happens, you get a better line connection. And the oddest thing happened, because for the first 5 attempts, I couldn't even disconnect the phone. So I don't know what's been happening, and whoever's listening in between me and the station, but something has been going on. For those that think we're all living in a free society, I tend to get proof of the opposite quite frequently. I'll mention too now that John Stadmiller is standing in for Jack Otto tomorrow, so look up the RBN station for the times for those who want to hear John talking on Jack Otto's show. We've covered some ground today about knighthoods. The knighthoods that are very important to those in the culture industry. The industry that we take for granted as being of our own, but in reality is there to shape the direction of society. In ancient times, philosophers, mainly in Greece, discussed the fashion industry, the music industry, and even the drama industry, because they said that people will mimic and sing what they see and hear. People copy. We are taught to copy. Children do it naturally. That's why television is so important for babysitting them. From the elite's point of view, children mimic what they see. When the Spice Girls were made to be well known, and really what you had is a group of actors that would have failed in any other job, who were put together and songs were given to them and they acted the parts. And they targeted an audience that really was about from 10 years old to about 14 years old. And I only saw one of the videos where they were supposedly naked sitting behind seats with their legs spread rather wide open. And that was the message they were given to even pre-pubertal girls, was how to be an attractive little potential whore. That's how they market these ideas into their heads. The parents think it's all very wonderful when the children start to emulate all this, and they laugh at it, never suspecting that all of this was discussed with producers and people who belong to think tanks before the public even saw it. That's how ideas are put into our heads. We're unsuspecting. We think we're being entertained. And we think it's all wonderful when little Sally starts to dress up like the Spice Girls, all spicy and nice. The degree of indoctrination through many, many means is really overwhelming. The television, as I say, has been the main instrument to do it, but all media means the middle. It gives the thoughts to those down below. It brings you to your conclusions, what you think are your conclusions, by picking certain bits of information, omitting others, and knowing your logic, you will come to the proper conclusion, which you will think is your own. It used to be laughable in Britain with all of the different types of newspapers, which I'll go into after these messages.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt standing in for John Stadtmiller on this Friday. Before the last commercials, I was talking about the newspaper industry in most countries. Britain really ran the prototypes of the different kinds of newspapers that would come out. They used to have the stable conservative types, which were large newspapers. They were meant for reading in trains for the business community as they traversed from the urban areas into the cities. But then they came out with the tabloid types. And it was comical even with their names, because the tabloid types would have the star or the sun, all these occultic Masonic symbols, as well as the state conservative types would have the Observer and the Globe and stuff like that. So nothing really changes. They understand the psychology of classes of people. It's ridiculous to think, if you do think, we live in a classless society. Some people are so naive, they really have fallen for this, because the class system has always been alive and well. In fact, the monetary system in its essence is a class system. It created the class system of different categories of people who are successful within it. And the tabloid papers would always start off with page three girls. Of course, that's the first place you look at when they used to do that. understand now it's Page Three Boys, because apparently the taste have changed somewhat over the years. But that's what it used to have, and it always had sports on the front page, as though that was the only important thing that the working person was supposed to think about. Unfortunately, it often was. It certainly became that way when things were happening in the world around you and in your own immediate environment, and yet all they could talk about on the front page was some team that scored a goal. It's quite an interesting thing to observe in a detached sort of way. And then they'd have even their cartoonists, their favourite cartoonists, and those cartoonists would play the political stuff by doing caricatures of the current politicians, all very acceptable because it still made you think that politics was real. And it was funny to see members of the cartoon community being knighted as well along the way, or at least getting the Order of the British Empire, the OBE, as it was called. I can remember when the Beatles first got their OBE for doing their work towards the system. And at least in those days, when Britain decided to go to war somewhere and make some unpopular decisions, the Beatles had the guts to hand back the OBEs because they disapproved of what was happening. So it was rather annoying to see later on Paul McCartney accepting a knighthood and becoming Sir Paul McCartney, whereas if Lennon had lived, I would like to have heard what he was going to say, because he certainly understood the game. And he didn't want to be part of it, certainly towards the end. We live in a very manipulated world where reality, as you know it, is not normal at all. It's only one perception that you've been taught is the current appropriate perception. And you will bounce off that from other people around you to see if you're normal. That's how people test each other. If they have the same opinions as me, then I must be normal. Now, they could tell you the world is flat again if it suited them. And as long as everyone else parted, well, I guess the world is flat, then that would be the new normal, and you'd think you're quite sane. Normal is whatever they give you for any particular period in history. If you read the writings from ancient Egypt and Greece and the Middle East, you'll find that they'd always understood the world was round, and it was really to suit a biblical concept and really to dumb the people down in a more appropriate manner of control, that they reintroduced the flat earth idea. And we all know, as I say, that the world really is round, because after all we've seen the NASA pictures, haven't we? So we take that for granted too. We live in a matrix that projects images to us all the time. Each perception that you have is done through sound or touch or hearing or seeing, and we interpret it what we think is correctly and then bounce off our perceptions from and to other people. It never occurs to us that each sense that we have is a language, a specialized language on its own. A language that can be fooled. We can be fooled by sounds, for instance, and be mistaken. Today we can create artificial emulations of real sounds or real creatures. The same with visual perception. These things were discussed by guys like B.F. Skinner, the guy who really went into psychology in a big way for behaviorism, the part of behaviorist psychology, which was really sponsored from the big think tanks to find ways of manipulating human behavior on a mass scale. And Skinner was given all kinds of awards and credits for coming up with these ideas from empirical tests that he carried out on animals. And with his own daughter, he made a cage for his daughter and put her in it and observed her reactions to different things. This is the kind of person that was employed by the big boys. Now, you can imagine if your next-door neighbor was doing that, it would get into the newspapers in no time at all, and we they called all kinds of names and put inside prison. But when it comes to the elite doing the same kinds of things on a much greater scale, this is silence. And then it's applause because they're given a Nobel Prize or something. And we actually take their findings and respect people. We even respect monsters because we're taught to respect monsters. He did a great thing for society. We're told he helped unlock all of those things that make us tick. But who does it help? Who benefits? Well, the psychopathic elite at the top benefit because they have new methods and insights into how to control us and how to manipulate our reality. What makes us happy? What makes us sad? How do you manipulate both of those extremes? It's very simple. Just look at the biggest, most popular television shows over the years. Some of them were very simple, with a handful of actors revolving around a bar in a neighborhood where everyone knew everyone else. And you had your postman and your barman and the barmaid and all the different characters. And they'd have their fallouts, their little dramas. They'd always get back together again. And the reason that those little comedies were so important was because it filled a great gap, a gulf, the big black hole in everyone's soul today. It gave a sense of belonging and a sense of community, something which we have lost. It's been hammered out of us, in fact, by our current system, yet we still crave it. And those programs become more dear, and the fictional characters in those programs become more dear than people we actually know. That's what's happened to society. It's effectively been almost destroyed. And simply because we can cooperate with each other when we're driving to work and not smash into each other through aggression or whatever, doesn't mean society is actually working. It just means we're all cooperating along an economic system. And as long as we all share in it a little bit at the bottom, we won't turn on each other. When the money supply one day is turned off, and you can't buy those essential things that you have been taught you need, you must need to survive. For your basics, you will see society turn in to a chaos, a planned chaos, and then the solutions will gradually come forth, and you'll find that most people will accept those solutions because they'll have no option, and they will actually see no other option. That's what we've been trained into. Again, these scenarios have been discussed and published by the top think tanks that are employed by even people like the Pentagon and the Tavistock Institute in London, which really is the world's premier, the first major think tank to deal with behavioral psychology on a grand scale. That's the world we're living in, a planned, predictable world with a planned agenda. Anything that could evolve from society by itself is immediately infiltrated and taken over because, as they've always known for thousands of years, any true movement that came out from the grassroots that was unauthorized would have unforeseen rippling effects through society. It could upset the whole apple cart and throw off any agenda and certainly upset the elite's plans for the future. However, that's what we must do. We must start becoming humane again, bringing back all of those faculties and abilities to the fore that helped us get through hard times in the past. When you think back, it's not too far at all in the past. Not too far at all when we lived collectively before Karl Marx, before he came along with his Marxian ideas of communism or the Trotskyist idea of continuous revolution. At that time, people at least felt some security with each other. We could count on each other to help each other out during hard times, and they had many hard times. There were also a suppressed people in the Middle Ages, for instance, which really didn't stop until around the 1700s. Even then, very slowly, I'll be back after the following messages.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. documents.plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody up in this world.
Hey. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadtmiller, and just enjoying that little bit of music there, which took me back a little bit. You know, it's hard to put a lot of knowledge across to people that are not prepared for the knowledge, because it is so dark. It's outside of what they call normalcy. It's outside of their traditional daily indoctrinations from mainstream media. It's outside of the experiences they perhaps have in their workplaces, and it's certainly outside of the conversations they have at home. Now we have Mike in New York phoning in. Are you there, Michael?
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, Alan. Regarding the encroachment of the police state, you know, which is happening on a daily basis now, it seems to me that the United Kingdom is the exemplar where all of these totalitarian measures are being tested and actually implemented. For instance, the country is blanketed with these CCTVs all over the place. There's extreme PC where you have to watch your speech, like if you're talking in a bar, for instance. The media, especially the BEEB, the BBC, it's so sort of sappy. It's, you know, it instills a, it creates a blameless public that's very docile, which makes me very dubious about whether people would even recognize your message, would even recognize what your message was all about, even if it was spoon-fed to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking of the UK, it seems that barely a day passes without another egregious example of an invasion of privacy. For instance, the police over there are now testing helmets with miniature cameras in. They can take a sample of your DNA if you have a minor traffic violation, and they enter this on the national database. And another example is the local councils can now, you know, walk around your house, and if they think you've made any improvements, they can slap on a tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of amazing to me how much abuse that people can take without it sort of eliciting any objection.
Yeah.
You
know? Understand that there's no doubt about it. Britain certainly was an advance of all the countries to do with the techniques of controlling the people and the people's minds.
Yeah.
Part of it, of course, as you know, was the early programming put on in television to do with the police, like Dixon of Dot Green was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, like your local police, it gave you a completely false perception of what the police were really all about.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gave you all the old worldly stuff, the 1920s, or even an Edwardian England, where everything was ordered and very simple. It was a skewed view of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But Britain really was the premier for controlling different classes of people, and knowing what to project to them to keep each one always divided but fairly content with each other under apparently a cohesive nationalistic purpose. They were very good at convincing the public that each war was going to somehow benefit them or the world in general for the better, for the greater good. And yet, as you know yourself, the general public did nothing but suffer.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, do you agree then that the UK is in fact a testing ground for all of these totalitarian measures?
There's no doubt. In fact, when the OSS during World War II, before it came the CIA, when it really started merging with the MI6, they said in their own publications at the time that they would have to adopt the British system of mass control for population. For the control of the mind to ride out the storms of the future.
Yeah.
And they sent masses of scientists over to the specialist laboratories in England, like the Tavistock Institute, to learn the techniques of doing it.
But the thing is this, that not one in a thousand has any idea, you know, what the hell is going on.
That's right. They haven't a clue what's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that the warnings of George Orwell, you know, what he warned about is taking place in the country where he was born.
It is.
In fact, he was born in India, but, you know, he's
yeah.
You know, he's British. Okay, Alan, thanks.
Talk to you again. back after these messages. I'm Alan Watt.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt here again, standing in for John Stadmiller, and we have Robert in Canada on the line. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
That's good. It's Robert in Halifax. I just got a couple questions for you, Alan. Years ago, I was a member of the Knights of Columbus. Well, since then, I'm not a member, and lost a lot of my beliefs. But anyways, I was wondering if you, is there any connection between, the Knights of Columbus and Freemasonry?
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus really came out of a Freemasonic movement that hid itself even from the Pope at the time, coming out as a Catholic institution. And later on, it was the following Pope who realized what they were actually doing when they asked for a Masonic charter to be introduced. And that's when he banned Freemasonry for a while, and they kind of went undercover. But since all the leadership in the world, including the good shepherds of all peoples, are all in cahoots, and they have been for most of the 20th century, they have to all be connected to bring all the peoples of the world together, then they're out in the open. And Knights of Columbus members now are allowed even to go to the Blue Lodge and mix with the Blue Lodge members, and what they were taught before were their archenemies.
when you look at the all the symbols and passwords and so on, they're identical, including the Green Man and all the rest of it. You know, it's all pre-Masonic. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I remember the history of it, there it started in New Haven, Connecticut, and I think it was 1882. And it's funny, like New Haven's also where the Skull and Bones, I believe, is based.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a connection there or not, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Also, I think you mentioned one time on another show, I think it was on the Visigoth show, how the Protestant, the Protestant Revolution was like a dialectic to usher in the Industrial Revolution.
Absolutely. There's no doubt on that. In fact, Luther himself, remember, was a Catholic priest.
Yes.
And he was living in the days when people were burned for heresy, etc. And yet he was called up to see his bosses and allowed to go free and continue his work. And if you look at the coat of arms, it's very telling because you see the rose and cross, the three roses and three crosses, the Rosicrucian. That's what it stood for.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sent out into the world. They knew the powers elite that be that always controlled the world, that they'd have to create the dialectic, because Catholicism in itself was really meant and created to control an agricultural society of serfdom in a feudal system.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to introduce a new system of thrift and money and a form of meanness, you might say, and a middle class.
Mm-hmm.
So in came the Protestant Revolution. And they used to say that a good Protestant back in the 17 and 1800s was a man who was sitting at his desk all day doing figures and his books and working out all his incomes, etc. That was classified in the church as being a very good Protestant, a dedicated man.
So Protestant
that was the
work
reason
ethic?
For it. Yeah.
Pardon? Is that the Protestant work ethic?
That's right. That's where that came from, yeah.
Also, say when Lutheranism entered into Germany and Anglicanism in England and whatnot, say the King Henry VIII took over the Catholic Church and churches in England, and I guess they became his possession, I suppose. And like, who would have also taken over the monasteries and the churches and the gold and the wealth? I guess the state, or would it be some of the leaders at that time, the rulers?
It was all of that. The king and the aristocracy, his cousins and hundreds of cousins, the nobility, all shared the loot of the old abbeys, etc. And King Henry VIII himself became really the Pope of England. Even today, the head of the Anglican Church is the present monarch.
Right, yeah. The Queen is still the defender of the faith, I believe.
That's right. Well, Prince Charles said a few years ago, he changed it to the defender of faiths, plural.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Prince Charles himself is the head of the integrated Eastern religious societies as well. So it's quite interesting to watch this progress.
That's all pretty interesting. Anyways, thank you, Alan. And I'd just like to invite your listeners to check out your website and to purchase your DVDs and CDs, because it's all very interesting. It will help to open all of our minds. Anyways, I just want to thank you for taking my call.
And thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Bye.
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus, and at the bottom ranks, remember, they're no different than the Blue Lodge. They have their little perks. They get into contracts of local government, little deals like that to get off with certain fines or fees, etc. So there's little perks on the way. They get promotions within the society by fellow members. But they really don't know the bigger picture, because they used to call Isis the goddess with 1,000 faces. And what it meant was is the 1,000 secret societies that all think they're independent, but are working towards the same goal. That's still in effect today. It's also used for the 1,000 points of light that George Bush Sr. gave amongst his New World Order speech on September the 11th, very interesting date in 1990, which he repeated on September the 11th, 1991, just by coincidence, of course. But he talked about 1,000 points of light are working towards this very goal right now. You'll find in the writings of in the memoirs of Benjamin Franklin that he called himself a point of light. This is the illumined one. That's what it meant. He was an illumined one. Today it also means the illumined NGO groups, the big organizations. They're all working together towards this common world goal of a eugenics program, if you like, where only the illumined will have conscious minds, and the profane, those in the darkness, the junk genes, as they call it, will be no more of a problem to them. You can go into the works of Adam Weishaupt. He's widely touted, by mistake and by design, I think, as being the first person to start the Illuminati, and that's utter nonsense, because if you go into the Oxford dictionaries going back over the centuries, you'll find that the term Illuminati first used in the 1500s, long before Weishaupt was on the go. If you go into the creation of the Jesuit order, you'll find that Ignatius Loyola, when he was caught by the Catholic Church for attacking different monasteries himself with his band of outlaws, was actually a member of the Alumbrados, or the Illumined Ones in Spain. And they were a remnant of the Knights Templars that had been dispersed. They called themselves different names in different countries. So the Illuminati have always been there. But Weishaupt, because he was such an arrogant, boastful type of psychopath, did put out a lot of information about their agenda. And he was only one part, remember, of a whole organization that was worldwide at that time. And he did say that through foundations, through the creation of great foundations and wealth, they would promote their agenda through charitable works. That's how it would appear to the general public, through charitable works for good deeds. When we hear of a good deed being done, we seldom look at it in any close detail. It isn't until you open the curtain and look behind it, you find it has a different agenda, or some other outcome will come from this good deed. That's how these big foundations work. He called them philanthropic organizations. You find the same thing said by Pike, the so-called Pope of the Blue Law of, or the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, who talked about the creation of foundations. And he said, by the accumulation of money, by all means possible, even the stock market, he said, we shall become masters over the masters of the world. And that was their agenda. The Scottish Rite of Freemasonry also gave you famous people like Jesse James and others who robbed and collected the money for the organization to create these foundations. That's how they got started. Tremendous history in all of this. You'll find before Jesse James, when the pirates were on the go with their skull and bones flag called the Jolly Roger, they were just the remnants of the Knights Templars, who had the largest fleets in the world at that time, and they plundered every ship they could find of its cargo and its treasures to accumulate wealth, and they buried them often on the eastern seaboard of what became the United States later on. Some families just happened to be allocated certain plots when they moved in to the Americas and happened to be sitting on these treasures, and those particular families are the famous ones of today. They knew where they were going, and they knew where the treasures were buried. This is old history, and you must go into the old histories written around that period to find it. But it's not too difficult if you're determined. There's a lot to this world of ours that we take as just happening by chance and thrift and a little bit of intelligence, whereas in fact it's a planned agenda, as was the creation of the Americas. We know that the Knights Templars came across to Oak Island, as it's called off Nova Scotia, and that was supposedly where they buried a vast amount of their treasures. And remember, the Knights Templars were the first real bankers, international bankers of their day. They introduced a form of checking accounts. Checking comes from the checkerboard of chess, because on a big, big board on the outside, air, they would move these drafts around, and that was their profits and their loss and what was due them, their debts, etc. That's how it was worked out. And even today, the man in charge of the British Treasury is called the Chancellor of the Exchequer. That's his official title. These guys have been on the go for thousands of years. Thousands of years, using secret societies and forming new secret societies. And in the last couple of centuries, they've added female societies to it, although the females, as Albert Pike said, are not allowed into the true degrees. They're given side degrees, which are false degrees, because females, according to them, are unable to understand the higher mysteries because of emotion. They don't like women very much at all, to be honest with you. And that's part of this whole agenda at the top, is to eliminate any problematic types within society, including women itself. They want a new type of human being that can be either cloned or reproduce itself, maybe be primarily male or left-brained in aspect. This can be traced all the way back to the allegories of serpents. Not serpent people, by the way, that the counterintelligence boys has got everyone mystified about, walking reptiles, etc. Very good for the imagination, and it certainly catches the unwary, it seems, because lots of them phone me to explain all this rubbish to them. And I have to tell them that counterintelligence takes real truths using real people and real history, mixes it with farce, and you throw the baby out with the bathwater. However, you'll be tremendously amused if you follow along those particular routes. The serpent really is the left part of the brain. It's logic and intellect. That's what it represents. The other part, of course, is emotion, often represented as the female. The Egyptian pharaohs wore the Ouroboros around their head, which is the serpent in a circle around their head, meaning all-encompassing. It meant that everything that happened inside that mind was perfected. It was perfected by intellect dominating over emotion. And it was guarded, the forehead was guarded by the cobra, the snake, the symbol of pure intellect. No emotion in a snake, you see. That's what it always simply meant. And even the early figures of Christianity had Jesus Christ on the cross, surrounded and intertwined with the serpent, meaning logic had broken over and won over pure emotion. There's much, much more to the story than the people have ever been told. Much, much more. And I used to go into this in great detail with select few people who are able to be taught the higher mysteries. We live in a, as I say, a tremendously manipulated world, including the use of religions and societies and clubs and organizations, which have a capstone. The capstone is the top think tank, basically, that runs the world. All the boulders or shaped stones or ashlars beneath them are the organizations which make it work. Even on the dollar bill, the U.S. dollar bill, the pyramid stands, if you look at the bottom, on a wasteland. The wasteland is the world of the profane, those who are not organized. They're too emotional. They have wrong thinking. They have wrong will, and they have wrong action, which really are the three unworthy craftsmen, as they call it in Freemasonry. Freemasonry itself is totally corrupt, as all institutions must become after a short time. Sometimes truth starts off within a small group until it becomes a bigger institution, but they always become corrupted through living in the world of matter, the same word that mother comes from, mother and the matrix, in fact. There's the battle between the spirit, the battle between the earth itself with physical needs. Because in the law of nature, there's no right or wrong as such. It's a pretty cruel world. Nature doesn't care what happens to you or that little deer, little Bambi that gets eaten by the big bad wolf. That's the reality of the world of matter. The struggle is always for spirit to overcome it and go beyond it. And that's called the escape. the great escape, the first true leap forward is to escape from the pure world of matter by becoming illumined, as they used to say, not the illumination of the Weishaupts and all the other psychopaths that grabbed on the bandwagon rather early. Now remember, tomorrow, Jack Otto, his show will be taken by John Stadmiller, who's back from holidays, and he'll be standing in tomorrow, that Saturday. Now, if there's any more callers, you should get your calls in quick, because we're getting to the end of this hour. Meanwhile, I'll continue a little bit with, as I say, a little bit of the mysteries, the stuff that's had people confused for an awful long time, and no doubt will continue to do so if they keep churning out well-paid authors with big backing to confuse us even further. In ancient times, the pole star was Draco. Draco was simply the charting of that star as it moved around the ecliptic, the elliptic. We're not really concentric when we spin this planet. We have a little wobble of 5 degrees on the other side, 5.5 degrees. But when you chart the stars, you can follow a snake-type pattern. So they put a snake with wings and called it a dragon.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
again, standing in for John Stadmiller. And before the break there, I was talking about some of the original meanings of things which have confused people, intentionally, mind you, by those who rule our minds, our religions, and now our sciences, because the new white-coated priests are called scientists and experts. And we are taught to believe them, just as we were taught to believe everything that ministers and priests have said, and rabbis all down through the ages. It's the same old con game. The ancient cults, which studied the movements of the sun, the moon, and the stars, charted them. And when you chart the movements of them, you'll see patterns. And therefore, they would put names on these patterns. If you followed Venus, for instance, you'll have what they now call the Star of David over the course of a year. These were known before Plato's time, before Pythagoras' time. They've been studied thousands and thousands of years ago, a long, long time, long before we're told they started at 10,000 BC. It's more like 250,000 BC, because for empirical testing, and for watching and observing the great zodiac, which takes 25,500 years to complete, you had to at least have watched it once before to say, well, it's happened again exactly the same way. That's how precise all of this is. And that's why knowledge is never lost, is always kept by a few during what they call ages, the changing over of ages. We're now moving from the age of the fish, you might say, the age where Jesus ruled, the son of the son of God, into the age of Aquarius, where a new type of human is placed in the stars. There's not really male nor female. If you look at the story behind Aquarius, who was the most beautiful boy who ever existed on the Grecian islands and fell into the sea and then was raped by Zeus, because the deity or the demiurgos doesn't mind who or what he rapes. Generally, it's done for power's sake, being a good psychopath himself, which we're all supposed to emulate, in fact. That's behind the stories of the stories. When you understand these things and you understand the psychopathic personalities who know what I know and who are taught this in schools which are not available to the general public, then you'll understand what we're really, really up against, because we're dealing with people who, in a sense, think and believe that they are gods and they have the power of life and death over everyone. They discuss it quite calmly at their meetings. They discuss the bringing down of their populations and to a desirable amount. So I'll finish here for today. I hear the music coming in, and I'll just say tune in tomorrow for John Stadmiller, who'll be filling in for Mr. Otto. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
It's true.